Greetings, everyone. This is episode 2 of Career Chronicles podcast, a podcast series which is designed to help you navigate today's workforce with confidence and purpose. I'm your host, Remy Aromira, Master of Social Work and the founder of Empower Pathways Coaching. I want to take a moment to introduce our guest today, and I want to do a proper introduction. Dominique Jones is the owner and CEO of MAMA, acronyms M-A-M-A. Dominique is a birth advocate, educator, doula, lactation specialist. I could go on and on, but I want to jump right into our discussion about her business and the impactful work that she does. So with no further ado, here we go. Dominique, I want to give you the opportunity to jump in and say hello to our audience. So you can take the floor.
Hi, everyone, and thank you, Remy, so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here with you today. As Remy said, I am Dominique Jones, and I am the founder and CEO of a birth services company called MAMA, Moms Advocate and Maternal Advisor. I educate, empower, and assist families with having safe, peaceful, and joyous childbirth experiences. And I do this through childbirth education, doula services, and lactation counseling. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. I really want to start this podcast session with a very, very important question that I think will really help our audience understand your journey. Can you please share your journey into motherhood and how it influenced your career path?
Certainly. So let me say this. Before I began my journey to motherhood, I had no idea what a doula was. But when I began trying to conceive, I immersed myself into everything related to birth. So I had tons of apps. I listened to lots of podcasts. I read lots of blogs, you name it. And when I discovered what a doula was, I instantly knew that I wanted one. I felt like I deserved one. But when I shared my plans with my family and friends, everyone thought I was out of my mind. They would say things like, "You're doing too much. You don't need a doula. You'll have the doctors, you'll have the nurses. And besides, you're about to be a mom and you're going to have plenty of things to spend your money on." But here's the thing. When I listened to their stories, their birth stories, none of them had the type of experience that I wanted to have for myself. Most of them just went with the flow, leaving everything up to chance. Some were lucky enough to have decent experiences, but many were not. Many were uninformed, they were scared, or they simply just did whatever the doctors or nurses asked them to do. And some even had like horror stories. So I ignored all of their advice. I saved my coins and I hired me a doula. And I'm so glad that I did. I actually had a doula for all of my births. For my first birth, it was a hospital birth, and it was absolutely beautiful. I didn't think anything about it. Fast forward to my second birth, same hospital, same doula, absolutely beautiful experience. And both of the experiences, I felt fully supported, I felt in control, and it was after I gave birth to my second child that I knew doula work was what I wanted to do. I felt like if I was able to shape the experience that I wanted, I could be able to do that for other families and to reshape our narrative to help more Black and Brown birthing families have more positive experiences. So after I gave birth to my second daughter, Aubrey, I knew I wanted to be a doula.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'm literally just learning more. I don't have any children, so I think it's amazing that these services are available. So with that being said, you mentioned just your experience, and working with a doula. So what actually got you completely motivated to make your business MAMA? Virtual birth services, like the acronyms and everything. I want to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So before I began my journey to birth work, I worked in education for 13 years, right? And I was a very high earner. So I knew that when I shifted to birth work, I would need to be able to make a livable wage, right? To be able to bring in enough income to take care of my family. Absolutely. So I knew I needed to do a little bit more than birth work. To make it sustainable, I wanted to focus on childbirth education. I know that a lot of what we fear as birthing families is the fear of the unknown. And I understand the value that education brings to that experience by allowing you to understand what birth could and should look like. I had also had some challenges with breastfeeding my first child, so I wanted to be able to offer that support to families navigating that space. And then as I got into birth work, I saw the need to be able to support families postpartum. So I added all the trainings to be able to provide holistic support to my families. When I started my company, I wanted to be clear as to who my target audience was. While I believe that every birthing person deserves to have a doula should they want one, and I believe that every birthing person deserves to have an absolutely beautiful birth, my target was those underserved populations, those families like myself who were affected by the maternity mortality crisis. So I wanted to focus on Black and Brown birthing families, and I wanted my name, my logo, everything to kind of represent that. So I also wanted my business to stand out. I wanted it to be something that someone could remember. And I chose Mama. And I was like, so what am I about? I'm about advocacy. So Mama stands for Mom's Advocate and Maternal Advisor. So I'm about advocating for birthing families, and I'm about supporting them through the process. So that's the Mom's Advocate and the Maternal Advisor part. And if you look at like my logo and stuff like that, you can see the kente cloth weaved in there. You could see my colors, pink and green, because I'm a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So some of those details weaved in throughout my business planning.
I love that. I love that. So let's get into the services and just a little breakdown. Can you detail the range of services that you provide to expectant and new mothers?
Yeah, so I offer services to families from pregnancy through postpartum. So I have childbirth education. I occasionally teach live classes where I go over in detail what to expect through pregnancy, through labor and birth and postpartum. So very, very detailed. I have like a 6-week course that is mainly live online Zoom with an in-person comfort measures class. I talk about having a natural unmedicated birth. I also cover options for pain medication, and I offer, you know, education around cesarean births as well. I'm currently working to turn that content into online modules so I could be able to provide education to more families and have a greater reach. So that's my childbirth education. I also offer birth doula services where myself and the doulas on my team provide support to birthing families during their actual labor. Some of that, those services also include an educational piece. So we have prenatal meetings where we teach families what to expect during the process, because we do believe that understanding what birth looks like allows for better outcomes. Then we have our postpartum doula services where we go into the homes postpartum and support families with understanding what to expect during their recovery, understanding how to take care of their newborns, maybe preparing a meal, maybe doing some light housework, maybe helping with infant feeding or breastfeeding and things like that. I then have lactation services where I offer lactation counseling or infant feeding support to families. And we have like a host of other things that we offer too. So I offer postpartum belly bonding. I have members on my team who offer placenta encapsulation and just being able to support the families holistically throughout that whole perinatal period. So from pregnancy through postpartum.
Wow, so many awesome services. You are really, really ensuring that there is a holistic approach to make sure that the journey into motherhood is going to be healthy, safe, feeling assured. And I really think that this is great work. And so with that being said, I want to discuss something with you at this time, something that we can't ignore. There are maternal health disparities going on in our local community. So what I'd like to get to now is, how does your work contribute to combating the maternal mortality crisis, especially among Black women in the United States?
So thank you for asking that. I think I mentioned it earlier that is part of why I got into this work, right? To be able to do my part to combat the crisis that we're in. Black and brown women are disproportionately affected by the crisis. The data actually shows that Black women are 3 times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than white women. Wow. And that's problematic, right? One of the main things that I do to help combat this is education, right? Using my voice, using my platform to raise awareness around the issue. Also, that childbirth education. And while some of my clients actually pay for the childbirth education, some don't. So I make sure that I'm weaving in key pieces of information in those doula prenatal meetings, right? So my clients understand the warning signs and when to seek help.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so, you know, we are now in such a technological time, you know, what a time to be alive, right? There's so much technology, AI, all of these things. But I think something that is very awesome is there is opportunities for virtual support, which you offer. And so, you know, can you just go into a little bit of detail about the benefits and challenges of offering virtual doula services, especially we were just in COVID not too long ago. So if you can just give us a little insight about the benefits and the challenges of having that kind of service available.
Yeah, I think virtual doula services were very, very important during early COVID when hospitals had policies that limited the number of visitors into the birthing space. Doulas were able to still show up, figure out how to, and then show up for families virtually. I actually launched Mama in the pandemic. So in 2020, I launched my business, and my initial goal was for it to be focused virtually. However, what ended up happening is families still wanted in-person support. So what I shifted to was more of a hybrid approach. So I do have various touch points with the families that I serve that are virtual. So as I mentioned earlier, the childbirth education is mainly virtual, but some in-person teaching around comfort measures. The birth doula services, the prenatal meetings, some of them are virtual. And then we have the meeting with the clients at their home to go over comfort measures. Some of the postpartum check-ins are virtual. So, but mainly the birth support, especially here in this DMV area, this DC, Maryland, Virginia area, is in person. So I do a hybrid of services. I do occasionally get people who I resonate with, who either found me on social media or heard about the work that I do and want me to be their doula or want someone on my team to be their doula, hire Mama for virtual work. So I've supported families out of state. And I do think that technology allows for greater reach.
Okay. So has there been any challenges, though, in this process that you are willing or open to share?
With virtual support?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the main challenge is not being there, being able to, you know, put hands on them and really, like, you know, comfort them throughout the labor, right? And I think the biggest challenge that I've noticed with virtual support is sometimes the birthing person trying to get their family to understand the value of the doula and why they've hired me for virtual support.
Oh, wow.
You know, and actually getting them to, you know, turn on the Zoom or to reach out when it's needed. But the biggest thing, like how it works, when it works best is when when I'm able to connect with the birthing person and their partner or whatever support they have, right? Because it can work well when you have someone who you train to be able to be that in-person support. So absolutely. I'll meet with a family, like a birthing person and their husband or their partner, and I'll teach the partner how to provide that hands-on comfort in my absence. So when they meet with me prenatally and they trust me, just like the birthing person does, and they're able to call me and connect with me and follow my guidance so I can coach them through the process, it can work well.
That is really awesome. And so, because I was in, what I really was thinking about asking you next was, how do you ensure personalized care in a virtual setting? But you've already demonstrated that for sure. So I think it's great. You know, there's that old saying, each one teach one. And mm-hmm. So it's not just holding the information, but giving and providing the information so that people know how to empower themselves. Which is definitely, you know, Power Pathways coaching, that's definitely something that's central to the work that I do. So I really feel connected to your perspective and how you go about providing virtual hybrid services. So I think it's just good stuff, good stuff. And so with that being said, how do you stay motivated though in the face of challenges inherent in this line of work? Because we all have our work that we do, you know, there's ups and downs and, you know, things that can impact us professionally, but we have to learn how to face these challenges and grow. So I'd like to hear from you directly how you stay motivated in the face of challenges inherent to your line of work.
Yeah, so birth work is not easy. It is full of highs, but also lows, right? So I know when I began my journey to motherhood, I never really thought about some of the complications that can come, right? Mm. Or I didn't think about it, right? Even though I heard of people having issues sometimes, I didn't really think that it would happen to me. And I didn't say this, but I actually had a loss. So I have three daughters. I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. But I had a loss before every baby. So I had a loss, a baby, a loss, a baby, a loss, a baby. So I understand the emotional toll that giving birth can have, or trying to conceive can, you know, impact the family. And having worked in this space, I've supported families through miscarriages, through stillbirth, through fetal demise, through complications in the birthing space. So placenta abruptions, shoulder dystocia, you know, babies going into the NICU. So those are some of the lows. I have also, you know, cried with family members, cried with the moms, cried with the dad, held the grandmothers. I've also rejoiced in joy over good experiences, right? So, you know, you've been worried and worried and worried, and now you gave birth to your beautiful, healthy baby boy or girl. You know, so lots of, you know, praising God and giving thanks, praying with families. It can definitely be really, really emotional, but what keeps me motivated is knowing that I'm able to help families have positive experiences, right? Having the ability to educate families and allow them to understand the birthing process, allow them to understand how to communicate with medical staff, empowering them to use their voice, to ask questions, teaching them about informed decision-making, teaching them about their rights, making them feel heard and empowered. And I know that there's a need for the work, right? I feel like I was called to do the work. So that's what keeps me motivated. Yeah.
And so you are fully, fully immersed in the work that you do. So I think what would help our audience to understand a little bit more are your career strategies. So what strategies have been pivotal in building and sustaining your career in maternal health services?
Yeah, well, how I first got started was because of my doula, right? I thought she was the best. Her name was Jen. And I was like, you're amazing. You helped me have two absolutely beautiful births. I want to train with who trained you. And I did that. I trained with her doula trainer. Her name is Nicole. So Jen, my doula, got me interested in birth work. And when I got started, I got a lot of my initial clients from my peers. So peer referrals, other doulas who for some reason couldn't take the client for different reasons. And then once I started doing the work, I began getting referrals by word of mouth, right? So me showing up, me supporting families, me doing good work, me allowing them to trust me and build a relationship with me. Then they're referring me to their sisters, cousins, friends, and things like that. So that's how my business has grown. Social media is also really good. It allows me to reach families outside of this area. And for people to be able to recognize Mama as a brand. And then just like online things like Google Business and things like that.
Wow. So you're doing so much. You're doing so much, Dominique. And
I also wanted to say, Remy, that podcasts like this, like going on different people's podcasts and talking about maternal health and the maternal mortality crisis and the importance of doulas has allowed people to learn about the services that I offer.
Awesome. I'm just soaking this up, you know, and I just thank you for sharing. And, you know, you're doing all of these, you're providing so much service, and I know you have a team, but I gotta talk about work-life balance. You know, I think in this day of age, we've all come, or a lot of us have come to an understanding of work-life balance, mental health, you know, having your time. So I really want to know from you, how do you balance the demands of running a business with personal commitments, especially as a mother of three beautiful children that you're raising?
It's not easy. And I will say I haven't always had a team. I'm actually recently started subcontracting some work out in 2024. And right now in 2025, I'm growing my team. You may have seen on social media, I'm in the midst of hiring. So I am building my team because I do need to get better at balancing work and life. I'm also newly single. So being a single mom of three definitely isn't easy. It wasn't easy being a partner mom of three. And now being a single mom is actually really, really hard. And being a birth doula is a lot of on-call work. So it can be challenging. So I'm hiring so I can be able to focus more on scheduled work that fits my current life right now. I'm going to be focusing on teaching, so that childbirth education and doing postpartum care and lactation support that I can do during school hours. And I'm subcontracting out for births as well as some of the other work too. So just hiring. And also hiring will allow me to have more time to focus on strategy for expanding my reach to be able to serve more families. So I mentioned that we do offer some virtual support, but mainly we're only in person in the DMV area. So my hope is that one day soon, we'll have doulas in every state.
Okay, so I got to plug this in right now, right here, right now. What roles, you know, because people will be listening. What roles are you hiring for?
Yeah, so I'm hiring for birth doulas, postpartum doulas, lactation specialists, placenta encapsulators. I even had someone who applied for a completely different role. She will make up her own role. She supports families postpartum, and you know, she wanted to connect to be able to see how she could offer her services to my clients. So, you know, if you are listening in and you think that your services could be beneficial to, you know, our clients, definitely reach out. You can learn about the hiring through my social media channels. So I'm at Mama Birth Services on all of the channels. So at MAMA Birth Services.
All right. You guys heard that. If you're interested and you have the the skills that will really support the business, go ahead and check it out and apply. All right.
I do want to say, Remy, that I do require, you know, the doulas to be trained. I don't necessarily require them to be certified because I also have like a mentorship program where I mentor new doulas. And now some of those mentees are now 1099 employees. But a lot of times, you know, you get trained and then you need the experience to be able to get certified. So you could come on, get the births that you need to get certified.
Sounds awesome. Good work. Good work. So, can you share a successful story or two, or even feedback from clients that highlights the impact of your services?
Yeah. You know, it's actually really, I would say successful stories would be my repeat clients, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a really good feeling when you support someone through a birth. They have a good experience, and then they call you and they say they're pregnant again and they want you again. So that's amazing. I'm at that point right now where I've had multiple repeat clients, which is amazing. I'm going to read a testimonial from my Google business page. Anyone can Google Mama Birth Services and see these testimonials, but this is one of the most recent ones. And it says, Dominique provided an amazing childbirth education course to my husband and I in preparation for the birth of our baby in August 2024. She made space for us to think through the emotional and mental pieces of birth we hadn't yet talked through. She helped us grow in our confidence to work together in birth as partners. Her words, inhale peace, exhale fear, carried me through an incredible home birth, and we are so thankful. Her class was virtual and in person, so gave us a lot of content in a really accessible and digestible manner. Highly recommend. And this was from someone named Ariel. And Ariel is actually a doula herself. She works in a birthing center, and now she's a mom of one. And I think that being hired by a peer is a testimony in itself. Absolutely. And then having a positive review is just bonus.
Yes.
I'm going to share one more. And this testimonial is actually really long. It's on Google. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read the closing paragraph. And it says, choosing Dominique from Mama Doula Services is one of the best decisions I've made for myself and my growing family. Her dedication, knowledge, and compassion truly exceeded my expectations. I wholeheartedly recommend Dominique to any expecting parent looking for personalized, compassionate doula support. She made our journey to welcoming our fourth child a beautiful and memorable experience. Now, this is from Tanisha, and she's now a mom of four. And I would say that speaks volume. So she had already given birth three times, and she still wanted to have a doula, right?
Yeah.
To kind of help her have a different experience than she had before. And I absolutely love this client. And I know if you're my client and you're listening in, you say, I love you. I've been saying I love you too, because I love all of y'all. But I was with Tanisha through her birth and for a few months postpartum. And she still comes to like my mama meetups. I have monthly meetups for my past and current clients, but also for the community, because we, as new parents, often lack that community. So she's still coming around, and I get to see her and her babies, and they get to see me. It's amazing.
Wow. So, I mean, just listening to the feedback that you're getting from people that you've supported, it's impactful. It's impactful. And just based on all of the information shared, you are truly an advocate for maternal health and maternal services. And it, as a business owner myself, there's nothing better than hearing that your dedication, your passion, what you put in, it's being fruitful, you know, it's working. And so I commend you for your work. And I really want to tap into this question right here. There could be people out listening, you know, and wanting to step into similar work as you do, but they don't know how. They don't know where to start to kick things off. With that being said, Dominique, what advice would you give to people wanting to enter the field of maternal health services?
I would say, if you're thinking you want to enter this field, I would start by gaining a deep understanding of the needs and experiences of expecting a new family. So understand the need and see if you feel called to provide services to meet those needs. I would find a training that resonates with you. Understand what certification looks like with that training. And I wouldn't stop there. So a lot of times people, they go into the birth work and they get trained and then they just kind of like stop, or they don't take their business as far because they got the training, but they don't understand the business part, right? They don't understand how to find work in the field. So find you a mentor, and make sure that you are constantly refining your skill and staying updated and informed on new research, and just making sure that you are being able to provide the families that you're serving updated and new and relevant information.
Definitely. So yes, that's what we call skill up. You know, you have to stay current because things are constantly progressing. Technology, like I said earlier, everything is moving and shifting at a fast pace. So we have to keep up to keep ourselves educated and informed. And so with that being said, I just want to take a moment to ask you, is there a key message or takeaway you'd like to leave with our listeners regarding maternal health and services you provide? You've already covered so much, but are there any more just golden, you know, just nuggets of knowledge that you want to share at this time?
Yeah, I'm just going to say that maternal health is about supporting the entire journey. Mm-hmm. So supporting families from pregnancy through postpartum and doing so with compassion and care. A lot of times that postpartum period is forgotten about. We have to do a better job at supporting our new moms, our new parents during that recovery period.
Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for joining me on this podcast, because your work is truly remarkable and inspiring. And I believe listeners can see that you empower people to empower themselves. So, you know, mm-hmm. you share the information and then people empower themselves. We as individuals don't necessarily empower necessarily, but we give the information and people can take the necessary steps in carving out their own journey. So I want to give you one last opportunity, you know, final plug, please plug. I know you gave the information earlier, but how can people get in touch with you? Just in case they missed it earlier.
Yeah. So I would say to learn more about Mama and the services that we offer, go to my website. It is mamabirthservices.com. And I am at Mama Birth Services on the social media platforms. So stay, you know, follow me and stay in the know around all of the offerings that I have, whether it be for birthing families, so the services for those families, or for those looking to get into the birth space as birth workers.
Yeah, definitely heard. I definitely hear you. All right, everyone. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up. This is Career Chronicles podcast episode 2, 2025. We're in here and, you know, we're going to keep it going. And so I'm your host, Remy Iromira, master of social work and the founder of Empower Pathways Coaching. You can also check out my services at coach1988.io. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Dominique. Signing off.
Thank you, Remy.